So every day we get a practice death. Every single day we get one practice at death. And the question we should ask ourselves when we're lying in bed is, have we performed deeds that will cause us to be dead and enter into Jannah? Or have we performed deeds that when we die will place us into Jahannam? And so here's the Prophet alayhi salam, in his humbleness, he had already been forgiven. He had already been guaranteed Jannah. In his humbleness, while he's going to bed, he's reflecting on the greatness of Allah and the treasure of Allah and the necessity to praise Allah with perfection. And he's saying to himself, or he's saying to Allah, Rabbi kini adhabak, O Allah, save me from your punishment. So this for us is a very important reminder. And that is that when we go to bed, we need to recognize that sleep is a sister of death. So we should think about, what did we do during the day? And have we performed deeds that if we were to die would place us into Jannah? Or have we performed deeds that if we were to die, na'udhu billah, would place us into Jahannam? The second thing that we learn from this particular hadith, and the same principle, based on the same principle, is that every day is a new day. Now what's beautiful about life is that you die when you go to bed, and you wake up a new person. You wake up a fresh person. So we have to recognize that even if we make mistakes, that every day is a new opportunity. Now look, everybody in this room cannot deny the fact that we're sinners. Everybody makes mistakes. In fact, the Prophet alayhi salam told us that the definition of a human being is that all of them will make mistakes, but that the best of them is the one that seeks forgiveness from Allah. There's nobody in this room that has not made mistakes and does not continue to make mistakes. So for us to recognize that each day is a new day is a reminder for us that we should not carry our mistakes into the next day. Now I'll tell you, this is a Christian concept. The Christians basically say we're sinners, but Jesus died for our sins. So they wake up every day reminding themselves that they're sinners. We wake up every morning reminding ourselves that we don't live in the past. We don't think about the past sins. We ask Allah for forgiveness from the past sins, and we try to make the best of the next day. Okay? So we want to take advantage of the next day. When we wake up, every day is a new day. It's a chance to make a new connection. It's a chance to make amends. It's a chance to do good again. So we shouldn't wake up thinking, I'm just a sinner, every day is bad, so now today is going to be bad as well. No. We should wake up and say, I died last night. That old Zayd, he died last night. Because sleep is a sister of death. And today the new Zayd has woken up, and I'm going to take advantage of every moment. And then give it your best shot. And inshallah, through that cycle, you'll eventually become the person that you desire to be. And this is a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The final point that we learn from this hadith is that one of the sunnahs of the Prophet alayhi salam is to sleep on his right side. To sleep on the right side. And I'll tell you that this is a very important aspect concerning sleep medically. And that is because if you think about it, if you've studied anatomy, if you've studied physiology, basically, where is your heart located? All right? Your heart is located on your left side. Now, if individual sleeps on their left side, the heart has to pump, okay? And all the organs in the thoracic cavity, the lungs, and both sides, they end up falling on top of the heart. So if you sleep on your left side, because your heart's on your left side, all your organs will also fall on top of your heart. Now when they fall on top of your heart now has to deal with the pressure from the outside, plus the work of pumping. And this is a medical point as well. Now when an individual sleeps on their right side, the heart stays on top. And all the other organs, they come down due to the force of gravity, so now the heart only has to pump. It doesn't have external weight on the outside. And so some people believe, and obviously this isn't necessarily scientifically proven, but it's a theory for sleeping, that an individual who sleeps on their right side will put much less pressure on their heart and will be much more physically fit as far as their heart is concerned. They will put less work on their heart. And that's important because what's the number one killer of human beings? It's cardiovascular disease. Go into any medical textbook and ask yourself, what's the number one killer of human beings? What causes people to die? Cardiovascular disease. This is what takes away the strength of a human being as they get older, right? So that people are 60 and they can't climb upstairs because they have heart trouble. And this is also what kills a human being. And you'll see that the Sahaba, subhanAllah, they were 60 and they were so energetic. They were so strong. They were sitting and they were being able to do all these things, working in the field, but they were very physically fit. And so this is one secret to that, and that is one way by which we're being barakah into sleep is through the sunnah. Now, if medical science were to say, no, sleeping on the right side is the worst thing in the world, we're still going to sleep on the right side. So we're not submitting to medical science, we're submitting to the sunnah, but I'm just providing you with one of the fawa'id, one of the benefits of sleeping on the right side. The real benefit is the Prophet ﷺ used to do it. So if the man who was created to be the most conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to be the greatest servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ever walk face on this earth used to sleep on his right side, then it means that we too should sleep on our right side. Alright, so this is a very important point that we should all keep in mind. So that is point number four. The point number four was that sleep is an opportunity to remember death. Point number five is that when an individual goes to sleep, they leave themselves vulnerable. Now when you're awake, you're obviously guarding your body, you're guarding yourself, but when you're sleeping, you're very vulnerable. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us that it's sunnah to protect oneself when they go to sleep. So what does that mean? Well, you find in hadith, which is a very interesting hadith, that whenever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to go to sleep, he used to take a rag and he used to dust his bed. How many people do that? Very few people do this. But it was a sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. That when he used to go to bed, he would take a rag and he would dust his bed. And actually it comes in hadith that he would take his lower garment and he would just flap his lower garment over the bed. So for us, this is one important thing. Because maybe we won't see something visible. Maybe there's not a snake in our bed, right? But there might be invisible things like jinn or these types of other things in an invisible world that we don't see. So we should be very particular about sweeping our bed before we go to sleep. Another thing that the Prophet ﷺ used to teach people to do before they would go to bed would be to extinguish their lamps. Alright? So sometimes we think about this when we go to bed, we keep the lamp on or the light on. Well, it's sunnah to actually extinguish the lamp. Alright, similarly, the Prophet ﷺ, he used to teach people to extinguish fire in their home before they go to bed. And subhanAllah, you think, okay, well, I don't really burn fires in my house before I go to bed. I'm not some kind of crazy person that lights a fire before they go to sleep. But there's sometimes people do it. For example, they like candles. They like candles in their room to like provide scent. All right? So that could potentially cause a fire. And actually, it's funny because the only fire I was ever involved with in my life was when somebody had put a candle in a... I slept over at a friend's house, then he was burning a candle and he forgot to shut the candle off. And the whole place lit on fire. I just walked out totally black in smoke. Right? And that was because of the candle. So you just think about it. That's a sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. Now the other thing to think about is that, fine, maybe you don't like candles, but there's some simple things like running the dryer. Now you don't think about it, but when you run the dryer in your house, actually there's a big flame that sits underneath that circular thing that's rotating that to dry the clothes. So when you go to bed, it's funny because when there'll be wet clothes and I'll want to dry them at night, I'll start thinking about this hadith and I'll be like, no, we'll wait till the morning. Just wait till the morning, it's better. So even these kind of small little things, which you don't necessarily think about, when a person starts understanding the sunnah, then it starts to pervade them from all different aspects. It just begins to overtake them from all different aspects. Similarly, it was sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ to cover all vessels before he went to bed. So for example, if you put a cup of water on your nightstand before you go to bed, it's sunnah to put something on top of that water to cover that water. So this is a sunnah. Finally, it's a sunnah to lock all your doors before you go to bed. The Prophet ﷺ would encourage people to lock their doors before they go to bed, to close the door of your home. Now you can say, these are simple things, brother, we do all these things anyway. I mean, what fool doesn't lock the bed before they go to sleep? That's not the point. The point is, do you lock the door because you lock the door? Or do you lock the door thinking, my messenger locked the door, that's why I locked the door? This is the point. That when an individual locks the door, they should think, I am locking the door because the Prophet ﷺ told me to lock the door. I am extinguishing the fire and turning off the lights because the Prophet ﷺ advised me to turn off the lights. So this is the attitude that takes the mundane, locking the door before you go to bed every night, and turns it into a valuable act of worship. So this is what we mean by changing the mundane life into the golden act of worship. Simply even locking the door before you go to bed can become ibadah if you have that niyyah. So this is the fifth point, and that is to protect oneself before you sleep. The sixth point to recognize, and perhaps the one of the most important for the audience, is that night is made for sleep. Night is created for sleep. In fact, the ayah that we began this whole discussion with, وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا, and we made your